Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Joe Barker. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for this chaos. I'm the one with the raspy voice today. JoeBarker.com. Folks, I encourage you to check it out. Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. That's a book that will change your life. Among other books, Future Edge, 5 Regions of the Future. He's an outstanding filmmaker. If you ever get a chance to see the Paradigm film, you got to do that. Joel, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some things that are coming at us from the future. We just got through talking about 3D printing. One of the things, Joel, real quick, is that 3D printing is not just diversifying. It's not just becoming multifaceted across industries, but it's the speed of which it's coming on board, and they're producing each new product is happening faster, isn't it?
It is, and the other thing that we see happening is as different people get into use, and Prelis Biologics is an example. They work with biological material, but they have figured out how to print 1,000 times faster with the same machine, with the modifications that they made on it.
Wow.
So all of a sudden, instead of saying, we'll print something for you, come back in a couple of days, they're going to say, we'll print something for you, come back in a couple of minutes.
Wow.
So evolution.
And the time, the time from idea to prototype to product is just compressed into nothing.
Oh, what's so amazing about it is you get your prototype, you can put your CAD cam and put your CAD up, and 5 minutes later, the CAD is instructing the printer to print it. And 10 minutes later, you're picking up the result.
Look at the drop in cost in these things, folks, especially in the area of healthcare. Hey, Joe, let's change the subject and talk about energy.
Yep.
In my opinion, energy is one of the big things to watch for folks. There's been research, I've been reporting this week on how the big tech companies are going to start paying more attention to energy. I think the way people acquire and use energies, the technology is going to change a lot over the next few years. But you've got a new idea that you want to tell us about.
It's breathtaking. A little bit of history here. Sustainable energy, in particular solar, photovoltaics, and wind, have developed at a decreasing cost curve for the last 20 years. You look at what it costs to put up a wind generator now or to put up solar panels now, the cost is maybe 20%, maybe less than that probably than it was when it started. But there's a dilemma with it. Those are episodic sources of energy,
mm-hmm.
which means when the sun goes down, the solar panels don't work.
Right.
And when the wind stops blowing, the wind generators stop work. But then there are other times when there's too much sun and too much wind, and you have excess energy that nobody wants. And literally in California, there have been situations where the power companies have paid people to take the energy.
Wow.
So MIT has been looking at that and say, okay, think about that as an unused, untapped resource, and they have developed what they call sun in a box. Now, I'm going to try and do this quickly, but just think about this. They're going to take silicon, which is a metal. I didn't know that, by the way, but it is a metal. They're going to heat it up to 3,500 degrees and make it molten and liquid.
Hmm.
Okay? It's almost white hot. That's how hot. You think about it when we talk about iron, red hot. Silicon gets white hot. Well, here's what they're going to do with the excess energy. They're going to keep that 3,500 degrees in a highly insulated thing, so it takes very little energy to keep it at 3,500. But when there's excess energy, they're going to heat up part of it to 4,500 degrees.
Wow.
And then when you want to tap that heat energy, you don't tap it as heat, you tap it as light. It's white hot.
Wow.
And the white are photons just pouring out of the silicon, and they pass the liquid through transparent tubes that can handle the heat, and they have photovoltaic cells on the other side converting it to electricity.
So is this a medium, a heating medium? Is this heat or is it electricity?
This is a cool question. The inventor said, what it is it's electricity stored as heat, and heat is the easiest way to store that energy.
And then but how does it convert into something that runs a refrigerator?
Well, remember, it's white hot. It's just pouring out photons. You've got solar cells on the other side of those glass tubes, and they are converting photons into electricity.
There you go. Hey, Joel, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here today. Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.